It took men from every state in the nation and many nations of the world to build Hoover Dam. The story of the modern marvel and the town that was built here is this feature on the American Countryside. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
When construction of Hoover Dam began in the early 1930s, it literally took hands from all across the nation and world to build it.
There was a contest going at the time to see whether they could actually have workmen coming from every state in the Union. And at one point, they actually had men working from every state as well as from many foreign countries.
Dennis McBride says it actually took longer to figure out what to name the place than it did to build it.
It started out as Boulder Dam because they were going to build it in Boulder Canyon, which is several miles upstream from Black Canyon, where it actually is built.
But in September of 1930, the Secretary of the Interior announced that the official name would be Hoover Dam. But when Hoover lost the 1932 election to FDR, the new Interior Secretary changed the name back to Boulder Dam.
It was called Boulder Dam from 1933 till 1947, when Republicans took control of Congress. And of course, Hoover was a Republican, and everybody is still sore about that. So they once again officially changed the name to Hoover Dam,
which is the name it's had ever since. For the men who worked here, it was a dangerous job, but worked nonetheless during the height of the Depression. Many men died days or years later from the work. They created a dam and a city here.
At its height, during dam construction, Boulder City had about 7,000 people, and that was larger than Las Vegas. Boulder City was meant mostly to be temporary, but it was always a quiet, small, safe, non-gambling, non-drinking town in the middle of a state where all of those things were legal.
Gambling is still outlawed here in the city that built Hoover Dam. Traveling the countryside in Boulder City, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCray.